Now pleased to be joined on the call by the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Cheesman. Good morning, Russ. Good morning. A bye week for your team. I know when we talked last week, even though you guys were playing awful well, you thought it was a good time to take a break. How did you use the week, and were you able to get some guys rested and healthy?
We our coaches got a little recruiting in a couple days there early in the week. We gave our guys some time off away from us to rest up a little bit. It was good to get away from football, I think, to regroup a little bit, but we're not overly banged up, so we're fairly healthy. So that wasn't the issue, but, the big issue was, I think, to just get them away from it a little bit and give us, and we got back together, we kind of started Elon, and to get ready for them this late in the season. You can say you want fundamentals, get young guys reps, but it, to be honest with you, when we cranked it up on Thursday, it was really Elon prep and trying to get a little bit of head start there.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach Huseman. You mentioned your health, the Spiders there, Coach Huseman. I wonder if you might share your thoughts on Cam Coleman's situation. You suggested last week, sort of iffy, if he could play against Elon. Can you help us out understanding where he is? Thank you.
We practiced yesterday. He didn't go through a full practice, but he was on the side with our strength and conditioning guys and our trainer, and he's working on some drops and some quarterback movement stuff. So we'll have a better idea at practice tomorrow, his availability. He's going to need to practice, for us to make the commitment to playing. And we'll have a better idea, I think, tomorrow, maybe Wednesday. We'll see where he is at that point in time. But he's progressing pretty good. I kind of saw him on the side, and, he was taking some drops, and, he looks normal in his as he walks around. So we'll see. But obviously we got Kyle there, and we're getting him ready too. So we'll see where we go from there.
Coach, if I could follow up by asking that it appears as though, based on the standings, Richmond could reach the FCS playoffs with a couple of wins. Is this something you bring up to the Spiders? Is it front and center in your motivation, or back shelf for now? Thank you.
We talk about, and for the last few weeks, it's been we're playing in the playoffs. The last 3 weeks ago, we started the playoffs, and each we got to win to have a chance to be in the playoffs. So this week is another playoff game for us against Elon. And, it just so happens that, the CA championship involved in it. So we don't really shy away from, what we talk about. But the main focus, John, was that, at that point in time, it was one game seasons, and we were in the playoffs 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we had to win 4 weeks ago. We had to win 3 weeks ago. And keep moving down the line. And obviously Elon's the most important thing for us this week. And obviously it's a huge game. I mean, it's huge for them. It's huge for us. I mean, this will be just a tremendous football game and with a lot on the line for both teams.
Thank you, Coach.
Russ, you guys have won four in a row. Last week you kind of touched on the Stony Brook game as being a game that maybe was a turning point, but What do you see in your guys that you've done so much better here over this last month?
We're kind of finding ways to win, Rob. It's been different every week. Maine, it was offensively. A couple games, it's been defensively. We've been pretty good on special teams. I'll be honest with you. I was looking at stats and Elon's football, and our two teams are almost identical in every category across the board. We got very similar football teams. They're playing well. We're playing fine. Somehow, some way, we found ways to win games. And the fourth quarter against Campbell, and it's different every week. And this week will be the same thing. It'll be different this week as to whether we win or lose the football game.
offensively, there were some struggles early in the year, and you talked about opening up the offense, and you guys have, which you guys have been able to do, also improving in the run game. How have you seen that unit take steps from early in the year to where we are today?
I think they're a little bit more cohesive. They've kind of got to know each other. We've shuffled quarterbacks quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that hurts your continuity on offense. But, you know, a lot of people are shuffling quarterbacks and got injuries and things like that. So, I can't put a finger on it, but offensively, if we don't turn the ball over, we're good enough that we can move the football and get first downs and those types of things.
Got a follow-up from John. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Rob. Coach Huseman, I'd like to ask about Nick DeGennaro. It doesn't seem to matter who's quarterbacking for Richmond. He makes an impact. Could you comment on his contributions? Thank you.
Yeah, Nick's been fantastic for us, John. He's our biggest offensive weapon. We try to find ways of getting the ball each and every week. Some weeks it's good. Some weeks it doesn't happen as much. When he's got great hands, he's a good route runner. And then when he gets the ball in his hands, he can do something with it. So, as long as the ball's near him, he's got a chance. It doesn't make any difference who's throwing it to him. And I've been really pleased with him, his leadership skills. He's a hard worker, everything that you want in a player. He's kind of given it to us this year. And we're happy we got him. And he's gonna have to play well these next 2 weeks for us to have a chance.
Thank you, Coach Huseman.
Russ, final home game for your team on Saturday, senior day with some veteran guys. Just talk about some of those guys that have been part of your program's growth with the playoffs last year and a chance to win a championship this year, and what they've meant.
Yeah, some of the guys that came back and made the decision to come back that probably could have done some other things. Tristan Wheeler, Ryan Cole, Marlon Lewis, Aaron Banks, all those guys made the decision to come back and they wanted to win a championship. They wanted to be in the playoffs. And obviously we needed those guys to come back. We wouldn't be anywhere near where we are right now without the contributions of some of those guys. And there's others I'm sure I'm missing that made the decision to come back and play, whether it was a fifth year or a sixth year. When you got the veterans and the leadership like those guys, you got a chance.
I wanted to talk about Elon a little bit. Obviously, they've got a new quarterback this year in Matthew Downing, who has gotten better and better and is coming off a big game at Delaware. When you look at the Elon offense, what are some of the challenges they'll present for that defense of yours?
A lot of challenges. They got a great running back. So you have to say, all right, we can't let him run for 175 on you. And Elon's done that to us in the past. They hand that thing off to the running back, and they've got some big chunks and big yards against us, since I've been here. So it starts kind of there, all right, how can we stop him? And then once you make those decisions, you're going to get people, on or near the line of scrimmage, and they take their shots. I mean, they're really, really good at throwing the deep ball. Their quarterback is playing lights out right now. He's made some tremendous throws, but he's got some really good weapons around him that can run it and get down the field. And, that's going to be the biggest thing, play action pass, the deep shots, stopping the run game. It's going to be critical in this game for us. And they've got talented players up front. They're really good. It'll be a huge, huge test for our defense this year, this week.
And then just on the other side, they play a little different scheme there on defense, the way they line up. Have you guys seen that from any this year? And how does that make it any more difficult?
I'm not real sure on the scheme stuff because I haven't really watched a whole lot of that side of the ball. I know they're playing good defense. They can tackle. They run to the ball. I watched a couple games really just to kind of see you know, what their personnel looked like, and I was very impressed with them. They can run, they're long, they're really physical up front. And so, you know, whatever the scheme is, you know, if it was just about scheme, we all would be good coaches. I mean, I think you've got to have really good players, and they do. And I mean, this, like I said before, we're pretty evenly matched, both these teams. I think if you just look at the statistics and where they are offensively, defensively, all the kicking game stuff, I mean, our names are right next to each other, whether it's high up, middle of the pack. You know, every time you look at Richmond, you see Elon, or Elon, you see Richmond. So it is, we're really close, similar teams, similar to what we want to do on both sides of the ball and in a kicking game. So big game this week, and our guys know it. They know it. Should be fun.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
All right, Rob, thanks.
Thank you.